my partner and husband, Christopher Borton, and I conceived of this place when we were pretty young, about 22, 1991, we found this property. And our goal was to try to discover what sustainable living looked like.
Humble viewers, it's a pleasure to have your company today on Golden Age Technology. Please join us as we journey to the Sage Mountain Center, a splendid sustainable learning facility nestled amongst 36 hectares of forest in the majestic treasure state of Montana, USA. Today, in part one of a two-part series, we meet Linda Welsh, who with her husband, Christopher Borton, built the center from the ground up, adhering wholeheartedly to green and earth-friendly principles in the process.
What we found when we came here was a beautiful place that was filled with intelligence, and we came, you know, with that youthful arrogance that people have, and discovered in very short order that many of our ideas needed to be moderated by the intelligence that was reflected here on the land.
The Sage Mountain Center story began back in 1991 when the young and enthusiastic couple arrived on their newly bought property with an old four-wheel drive truck and boxes of books. Steeped in philosophy and believers in conscious living, they are practitioners of yoga and meditation and adhere to the beneficial vegan diet. Their dream was to create a learning center promoting holistic and sustainable living. With a 10-year plan drawn up, they quickly began constructing a simple cottage with their own two hands. Their intuitive yearning to simulate the perfection found in nature prompted them to use only natural construction materials, such as cordwood and straw bales, and to install green technology to create power from the area's abundant sun and wind. Today, the Sage Mountain Center is comprised of a series of handsomely built eco-buildings and a bountiful organic garden. The facility currently offers classes, demonstrations, seminars, and sustainable living workshops, as well as free guided tours. The center also promotes the vegetarian lifestyle. Let's join Linda Welsh as she cheerfully shows us around the center, offering her keen, rounded insights and firsthand knowledge of sustainable building.
One of the stories I like to tell is we started trying to remove the sage in this area because we didn't think it should be here. So we went to the local exchange and said, how do you get rid of sage? And they said, well, you can burn it, or you can trample it, or you can poison it. And we thought, well, we'll probably burn ourselves up if we burn it, and we don't want to poison it, so we'll trample it. So we went to the local dump and got a big metal mattress, and Christopher harnessed me up to it, and then he dragged me around the meadow to try and trample the sage. And what we did is we reseeded the whole meadow very densely with this beautiful sage. And I like that story because it represents a shift in our awareness to what we can do on the land, mm-hmm. and trying to discover what kind of structure would want to be here. Mm-hmm. And what's already reflected in the species in flora and fauna who already occupy this place. Mm-hmm. And it represented a shift for us to a little more of a humble posture. And that's how we came up with cordwood masonry and straw bale construction as a way to create our dwellings, mm-hmm. here. And certainly generating our power with sun and wind has been always what we've done. We've never been hooked up to the grid.
Linda and Christopher's vision was to simulate nature's perfection in a modern world. The Sage Mountain Center generates its own power through solar panels and a wind generator, which, thanks to high mountain winds and plenty of Montana sunshine, provide year-round electricity. Energy awareness and conservation is of key importance at the center and are promoted through public workshops and seminars.
There's four components to a solar electric system that's a standalone solar electric system. You have your generators. In this case, we have a solar array, and we have a wind generator. And then you have controllers that moderate the power coming in and going out. And then you have a battery bank where mm-hmm. you store. And then you have an inverter or a converter that changes that stored energy to alternating current. Mm-hmm. So all of the buildings can be wired in a conventional way. Mm-hmm. And that inverter changes the direct current that's stored in the battery. So those are the four components. We have about 4 kilowatt hours of power that we generate here. And we use about 4. The average household uses about 25 kilowatt hours of power a day. So even though we have a pretty large space, we're really using a fraction of the power that most households do. And it's one of the things that we're trying to illustrate here at Sage Mountain Center, the notion that you can really enjoy all of the appliances and modern conveniences at just a fraction of the energy mm-hmm. cost and impact.
Montana sees extremes during winter, and temperatures can drop to negative 40 degrees Celsius at times during the season. To keep people warm during these intensely cold days, the Sage Mountain Center relies on green architectural principles.
And so one of the things that we're very interested in here in at Sage Mountain Center, particularly at this altitude and climate, is we want a really well-insulated building. So, cordwood masonry has an R value, R being the resistance to heat and cold, mm-hmm. of about 25, R25. But cordwood masonry also has a lot of thermal mass. So when you orient your building to the south and put a good amount of glass on the south, you're inviting the light and the heat of the sun to enter your space. And when that sun hits the walls, it heats them up. And then in the evening, when the room temperature goes down, that heat is drawn back out.
The Sage Mountain Center consists of 3 residential eco-buildings: the original Tilting Tree Cottage, built in 1991, the guest house, and the main center. Ms. Welsh was happy to show us through each of the buildings and point out the many environmentally friendly features that they have incorporated in them.
So this little cottage is Tilting Tree Cottage because we have a beautiful leaning fir tree, one of the older ones on the property. And we love this little cottage because it's a structure that everyone in the world could have. It costs about $2,000 to build.
Wow.
It's made of recycled sliding glass doors, straw, old wood or cordwood, and mortar. And it has a composting toilet. We live in a desert here. We get an average of 12 inches of rain. So one of the things that we're conscious about is how we use water. And it doesn't make sense in this circumstance to use water to move your waste, because water is scarce and precious. It doesn't make sense to use it in that way.
Gaining valuable experience from constructing Tilting Tree Cottage, Linda Welsh and Christopher Borton built the guest house with some new ideas in mind. The guest house is larger and more detailed than the cottage and includes guest rooms, composting toilets, and running water. It comfortably houses guests throughout the year, even during winter.
The guest house was the second structure that we built here at Sage Mountain Center, Christopher and I. And we took all the things that we learned from building Tilting Tree Cottage and we applied them in this application. The house is faced to the south, mm-hmm. recycled sliding glass doors on the south. Mm-hmm. We're inviting in the sun, the light, the heat of the sun, and we have a lot of thermal mass in the building. This building we're kind of proud of because it's fossil fuel free.
Oh, wow.
And one of the ways that we're accomplishing that is with this thermal air panel, which is seen there on the roof. The thermal air panel, or TAP, and it's just a box sunk into the roof, simply taking advantage of the tendency of hot air to rise. So hot air rises and it surrounds an old recycled water tank that we got from the dump, mm-hmm. and preheats water. Also, when we have a fire in the wood stove, we're preheating water. There's a thermosiphoning system there that goes into the same tank. Mm-hmm. And there again, we're taking advantage of the tendency for hot water to rise. Mm-hmm. So between those two systems, we're able to have plenty of hot water for showers, mm-hmm. and without any propane or without any fossil fuel. So mm-hmm. it's possible.
Again, looking to nature to find the solution, Linda and Christopher sought to create a sustainable system to recycle their wastewater.
One of the other ways that we've been trying to mimic the natural world and relate to the natural world as our mentor is to look at how we're dealing with waste. If you look at natural ecosystems, there's no net waste. There's no like landfill right out in the national forest. So one of the things we've tried to do is mimic the fact that in the natural world, one species waste is another species food. So if we look at our waste water, for example, we wanted to use that gray water to feed other water-loving species. So we just created a wetlands. It's not that wet. But a little area here on the west side of the building and planted things that we found by the creek down in the aspen grove, and we planted aspen trees, water-loving things, so that they could benefit from our wastewater. So all of the water except the toilet water goes into this little wetlands area.
Truly a model of sustainability, the Sage Mountain Center serves as a valuable resource for learning and inspiration for many who wish to gain knowledge about eco-conscious living. Our respect and gratitude, Linda Welsh and Christopher Borton, for persevering through the years in order to bring your praiseworthy dream into reality and setting a wonderful example in how to treat our earth with kindness. Caring viewers, please join us again next Friday on Golden Age Technology for the conclusion of our two-part feature, where we will visit the main house at the Sage Mountain Center, as well as view the beautiful organic garden. For more information on the Sage Mountain Center, please visit www.sagemountain.org. Thank you for your presence today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May your days always be filled with joy.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/GAT.